on your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Donald Trump has sacked America's top lawyer after she suggested his controversial travel ban might be illegal. The order stops people coming to the States from seven mainly Muslim countries. Anna's got more on our top story this lunchtime.
Acting Attorney General Sally Yates got this from the former Apprentice host overnight.
You're fired.
With the White House saying she's weak on immigration and it's time to get serious about protecting Americans. But protesters unhappy about Mr. Trump's travel ban and his planned state visit were out in force in seven UK cities last night.
I feel like it's really overwhelming. Everything that's happening, it's just really hard to believe.
Theresa May's under pressure to say whether he told her about his ban last week, but Number 10's not saying anything.
Well, back here, more than 1.5 million people have now signed a petition calling on the government to cancel President Trump's state visit. And protests have also been taking place in Maidstone and Broadstairs.
KMFM News.
A man from Chatham has died after his car crashed as he tried to avoid a mattress on the road on Bluebell Hill. The 69-year-old's car left the carriageway before hitting trees and rebounding back across the road. The Maidstone-bound stretch was closed for around 7 hours after it happened at just after 4:30 yesterday afternoon. MPs have started debating a bill that will give Theresa May the power to trigger Article 50, the formal process of leaving the EU. A vote on the issue is expected to take place in the Commons tomorrow night. Patrols are being stepped up after a man indecently exposed himself to two schoolchildren on the Isle of Sheppey. It happened near Westminster Primary in Sheerness at around 8:30 this morning. The school's warning parents to be extra vigilant. Police want to hear from anyone with information. A Kent man jailed over the multi-million pound Hatton Garden heist could have his prison sentence extended. A confiscation hearing's been told the figure of stolen jewellery is now double the original estimate. That's at around £29 million. 77-year-old Brian Reader from Dartford, said to be the gang's ringleader, was jailed for 6 years last March. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt is at Woolwich Crown Court.
The ringleaders, remember, a year ago here got 7 years in jail. They could face another 14 years, depending on how much it's agreed they got away with.
It's being claimed asylum seekers arriving in the UK are being left in homes that are unfit for humans. The report also says there's not enough support for people who've been tortured and raped. One of the providers, G4S, says they're isolated examples and don't reflect the overall standard. Now, the Supreme Court is considering whether a dad should have been fined for taking his daughter on holiday during term time. The Isle of Wight Council issued a £120 fine to John Platt, who argued his children attend school regularly. The country's highest court's now been asked to define what regular means. Mr. Platt says it's ludicrous.
If regularly attending school means attending every single day, does regularly missing school mean never attending school? I can't believe it's got this far. I can't believe a huge amount of taxpayers' money has been spent on defining what the word regularly means when there's a perfectly workable definition in the dictionary.
Police are asking taxi drivers in a part of Kent to report any suspicions they might have about child exploitation. More than 70 have now been given training to spot potential victims and report concerns to officers and social services. It follows the inquiry into the Rotherham abuse scandal, which found private hire cars were used to move children around. Trevor Ford is from Ashford Borough Council.
If they've got an immediate concern, ask the person, do they really want to go to that address? Do they want to go elsewhere? And to just think about what's happening and what's occurring.
And Bake Off star Paul Hollywood has become patron of Kent's homeless charity. He's supporting Porchlight, which says the number of rough sleepers in the county has almost doubled in the past year. He's recently visited one of their hostels for young people and is planning to go back to teach them some baking skills. That's the latest news this lunchtime. Joe's got the sport now with all the latest on transfer deadline day.
Well, we're still waiting to find out if there'll be any new players arriving at Gillingham. New head coach Adrian Pennock signed forward Josh Parker at the weekend. He's hinted there could be some more new arrivals, but the finances have to be right. The Gills are currently 17th in League One, just 5 points off the relegation zone. Elsewhere in the first Premier League, signing of transfer deadline day has gone through, with Hull bringing in Italian defender Andrea Racconia on loan. Chelsea had apparently been trying to sign Jonathan Biabiani from the same club. That's not happening though, after the winger supposedly rejected a move to the Premier League leaders.
Well, the transfer window closes at 11 tonight. We'll keep you up to date throughout the day. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.